Okay, then stuki v'kusi a mummer be'eruv. Okay, so sounds like a very exciting siman. Stuki hereoki yisrael mevalta rishos. Tzaduki has a din of Yisrael, not of a goy, so there's not a din of skiris. Okay, and he can be mevatal rishos without doing skiris. However, I will eruv enamoyel kimish enamoyel be'eruv. Tzadukim don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So he can't effectively join the Erev. He doesn't believe in the whole concept. So even if he contributes, it's not valid. So we're going to have to ask him to be willing to be Mevatel as Rishos. So that if he's not Mevatel as Rishos, he's Mevatel as Rishos. Otherwise he can't carry. Okay. Shemur Tzaduki, Al-Shem Tzaduk Abaisis, they were called Tzaduki because of the two Tamidim of Shimon HaTzadik, Tzadik and Baisis, Emanotim Lapi Kursus, Reinim Minim Tar Shabbat Peh. They don't believe in Tar Shabbat Peh. Okay. So they're Jews who do not believe in Tar Shabbat Peh. Sabbath Kane, Linyan Zeh, Huki Yisrael, Shemol Kish Mavata Rishos. He has a dinner of a Jew that his Bitter Rishos works. He's clearly being over the Rabbanans, and he's doing it for Hesiel. So, frankly, the Mishnah Berurah Kasha, we'll see in Sif Gimel, it says a Jew who's Mechal Shabbos for Hesiel has it in like a goy, and you need skiris. And here we're saying that Bittul is enough. What do you mean? He's Mechal Shabbos for Hesiel. The answer is Tzaduki Shani Shemos Kach Mimei Avesav Minig Avesav Biyotai. The Beis Yosef introduces this idea, King calls the Beis Yosef, of like a Tinuk Shanishpa concept. The same way a Tinuk Shanishpa, literally a child who was taken captive when he was a very small child, and was raised without knowing about the concept of Shabbos. So even though he's been Mechal Shabbos regularly, knowing, intentionally doing the malacha, but he doesn't know the whole concept of Shabbos. So, the Gemara gives such a person a unique status in regards to the Korban Chatas. See, a Korban Chatas is brought for a person who doesn't act intentionally, not being aware that it's Shabbos or that this malacha is aser. So, If he had no intent to do the action, that's not a chatas. But he knows he's doing it. He wants to do it. But he doesn't know that it's aser. Why does he know? Because he doesn't remember that it's Shabbos. He doesn't know that it's malacha is aser. So Tinuk Shanishpa is the same thing. He's doing the act knowingly. He intends to do the act, but he doesn't know that there's any aser in doing it. So the malacha is, he's chayav one korban chatas for all the shabbosos of his lifetime. Because it's not separate averus, it's all one problem that he doesn't know Shabbos. But Tinuk Shanishpa, we see we don't put him within the range of being a kosher Jew to bring a korban. So eventually he finds out he brings a korban. So applying it over here, the Rambam says that the original people who developed the attitude and approach of Torah Shemichsav against Torah Shabbat Peh, they have a din of an apikorsim, etc. The children were raised, they don't know any better. They believe that this is where they're supposed to do it. So they do not have a din of a Mechal Shabbos with the halacha being a goy. However, Abadas Kama Poiskim, the Aftstuki Kish Mechal Shabbos for Hesia Dinu Ka'akum. So they argue on the Mechaber. They argue on this Rambam, and they say that he has done like a goy. So the application of this is not the Tzadukim are long gone, but we have the Karoyim nowadays, which basically have the same situation. So these poskim that he's bringing, hold that he's in like a goy. So you need skiris rishus. Okay. So Sharon Tzion over here raises a few points. So let me just clarify this point. So here's a person who is actively doing an action on Shabbos, intentionally doing it, believing that it's okay. Because that's how he was raised. That's not almost a corrected statement. So the Tinnik Shanishbo, which is actually out there amongst the Aborigines in the back, in the back country of in Australia, so that's a true statement. This person is living in a city where there are Torah Jews. There's clearly people doing different than him. He could ask questions. He could be Mavar. He could see that maybe what he's just, there are two streams of Judaism. Okay, that's, there's the Rabbinic Judaism and there's the Karaite Judaism. Right? So I belong to the Karaites. It's not my business. Well, and maybe there's a reason why some people disagree with you. You should look into it. So we can't label him as obviously as a Tinnik Shanishba, as the bona fide Tinnik Shanishba. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ramban says that that's not called Tinnik Shanishba. That once the Karoi has met a Torah Jew and he chooses not to follow up and understand, so he doesn't have a din of Tinnik Shanishba anymore. So this idea of Tinnik Shanishba, the Rambam, it's a Rambam. Rambam says such an idea. The Rambam talks about the Karoyim in his time. He says that the first generation of Karoyim are considered like upper course, but the second generation, they're brought up that way, that this is what we're supposed to do with, this is our family tradition, this is what we do with, and other Jews are differently, and we don't care about the other Jews. The Rambam disagrees. It's Rambam in Masechtas Bamitzia in the fifth parak. The Shaar Tzion brings other Paiskim which disagree. Very simple reason. Then he raises a question. If the whole goal over here was that Maskira is conditional, Yom Mimasov, we don't want you learning from a Tzaduki. We really don't want you taking the Tzaduki at we don't want you taking this Karoi as a mentor. So that's why we made it that you only need scarce resources, which a good chance, because he doesn't believe in the whole thing, might not necessarily agree to it. So, okay. So the Shaar Tzion and Aleph. So he said, the Kama Poskim, that Suki has a Dilek and Mechel Shabbos for Hesya, like a Goy. Tosis of Rosh, Kol Heter who Kasheru Mechel for Hesya. They only say the only Heter is if it doesn't do it for Hesya. If he does it for Hesya, Mechen Kosar Riaz or Ritva. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is Mavliya, and we'll touch on it more, that the same person Mechel Shabbos for Hesya under abundance. He gets in like, the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out he gets in like a goy as well. Even though he wasn't a Chalal Shabbos and other rices. But once Shabbos, which Chazal set in place with all of the Rabbanans, is there, and he intentionally goes, does that publicly, and he flaunts the fact that he's doing this, he doesn't care. So he has a din like a goy. Vemes Barambam Gufa Mavur Bedwar Behedya that Stukim Shechalam Levatu Rishus. Who could shine a Mechalim before Hesya? Pelel the Mitzvah of Shekosim Kulos Eladas a Rambam. Shem Vur Bar Lehipuch. He says, I don't get it. You're basing it on the Rambam, which is in Hilchos Mamrim. But there's a Rambam in Hilchos Erevin who says that a Stuki is only able to mount the Rishos if he's not Mechal Shabbos before Hesya. So we're not going to hold him. But if he's Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, the Rambam says he cannot be involved in Rishos. We have to be Sarcher from him. So I'm not sure you answer the steer between the two Rambams, but it's very funny that the Beis Yosef should rely on the Rambam over there, and Mamrim, I think it is, ignoring a Rambam and Erevin, which we're discussing Erevin. These people who they brought up that this is what's called normal, and therefore they believe that, and therefore we don't fault them, and we do not give them a din like a goy. But over here, that would not, it's not logical to do that. Why? The whole reason why Chazal asked that you have to and you can't and you have to rent from him is because we don't want you learning from the goy. So I mean, I can't just make up gzeiros. We don't like you learning from people which go to yeshiva X, so now they have the, now you have to be sarcher from them, right? But the point is, he's not like a goy. He's not keeping the mitzvahs. And we see that there's such a concept that gives him a status like a goy. So we'll say the guy be certain halachas will be make, or the guy be this halacha. It's logical that the definition of these type of people getting a deal like a goy, he fits into that category. So I don't get it. The Pella. I mean, they're ignoring this whole issue.
What whole issue? That rental should be required from them, so they shouldn't be
coming in. Yeah. Master Pasha the Shas. That if he's mechal shabbos for hesya, he cannot be mevatel rishus. He can cost the sefer carbon saddle. Vayin shom shehevi b'shem apoyskim dinyan kavroyim shemazaneinu b'vada yesh lahach. Okay. A mishabrus of cotton bays and a moil.
I was looking at the last year, in terms of Tinoko's Shanish Ba'u, as well as that, how does it work?
The minhag is to be mekel on it, that you can include them in the Erev, and we're mezakeh Erev to them, but it's you know, they might say nowadays people are mechal shabbos for hesyo. Some of them are not. Mechal Shabbos for Hesya means if the person would be in presence of a rabbi, would he still do it? So the answer, some of them they wouldn't. They have that much respect. Some of them have no knowledge at all. So the Gabi the Rabbanan usually were Mekel. As opposed to the Stuki who was Badafka doing this, But the Betzim it's a machloikis. I mean, how we're supposed to deal with them. Mm-hmm. So the Maisa Minigah Poiskim is the Yemekel, but it's not so poshut. Eno Moyal Beis. Salam Af im Nosim Chelik Be'erev. Eno Moyal Boisrael Ein Ashivatel B'Shusulhem. He doesn't believe in Erev, so even when he contributes, it's not a valid action. Ladaf Mekat Zlukim Mekhe Gabna Shainim Boyin B'Terosh B'Peh. Who did in Rock and what it mitzvah? We don't need that he denies all of Torah. Even if he just denies the mitzvah, so that's when enough that we'd have the same problem. Correct. Right. It's not a question of intent. It's not true. In other words, the point is, through this, you now have joined. No, I don't. I didn't join. I don't believe in the whole thing. So it's a question of Bal Karchoi. The pshat is, he believes in the concept of Erev, and Maisi made an Erev. So now he recognizes the fact that he's joined. This fellow says, I didn't join. Well, you contributed. Well, I didn't join. But it works for you. But I don't believe in the whole thing. I didn't join. There's no... Right, so it doesn't, the concept doesn't exist by him. So the Samaritans, So the more as a machloek is whether what the status of a kusi is, whether the kusi were geri arayos or geri emes. We pass an ex kusim or geri emes. So the story is that Sancheir, when he took away the Yisrael Seshvatim, brought these people from the country of Kush and placed them in the land, in Shomron, in the land where the Yisrael Seshvatim were there. They were doing their Avodah Zorah. The Bershim didn't like that very much. The Bershim sent these lions to attack them. They realized that what the problem was, and they did a semi-tshuva. So the question was that they did this geiris because of the fear of the danger of the lions. Is that considered their valid geiris or not? We pass in the kusim geri emes. However, there's a gemara in Chulin in the first parak. The gemara says that was all discussing once upon a time. By the time of Remeir, the Remeir found that they in Har Grizim, where they have their altar, they had a avodah zorah that they were worshiping. So they gave him a status at that point in time. They gave him a status like goyim. So kusi gets it in like a goy. So from that point onwards, beforehand shkitas kusi was kosher, etc. There was many halachas which, if you hold kusi geri yamis, they can make your matzahs for you, and they can do all these wonderful things. But after that point, they gave it in like a goy because of the bazaar which they were involved in. So if you have a kusi in your mechatzer, you're going to have to do skiris.
Nobody's identifiable today.
There are Samaritans still to this day. But they live on their own. They have their own.
Oh, it's not
Shamronim. Yisom Mumra Labodis Lelilim. A person is a Mumra Labodazara. Or Lechal Shabbos is Befer Hesio. I feel Enu Mechal Elabesid Rabbanon. Hareo Ke'akum. Menu Mechal Elabetzino. Feel Mechal Elabesid Raisa. Rehu Yisrael Mavat Rishos. So avodah zorah doesn't depend whether it's befasi or not. If we know, if it's established that he's doing this, even though he's doing a betzina, so that he's in like a goy. That chilul Shabbos is in some sense like avodah zorah. That's why out of all the averis, this averis is going to be determinative in his status. So it's like a person who's denying all of the Torah. Davke kshirogu ba'oven zeh. Amachil bo Shabbos b'chad zimna b'farhesya l'mikri mumr. The fact he did it once does not confer upon him the status of a mumr. It means that he's done it. He's doing it regularly. It's a Mishnah in Chulin, the first parak, says that a person who shechts on Shabbos, so even though he's chayv and avshoy, the shkita is kosher. So the Mishnah is discussing the issue of he has a chiyuv chilul Shabbos, but the mice of the shkita is kosher. But the problem is the Mishnah himself, well, but he's a mumer. And a mumer is shkita is possible. So in other words, the issue over there was the fact that he's chayv misa for that avera, take away from the validity of the shkita. The answer is no, it doesn't. But a mummer is a problem. So the answer is he's not a mummer. Just doing so one answer which Kreger brings is some Rishonim say that he only gets to do a mummer after he does it. So while he's doing it, he's not a mummer. He does get him within a mummer, but that only takes effect after the avera is completed. Until the avera is completed, it's not a chilul Shabbos. Because he stops in the middle, it's not a full shkita, it wasn't a tikkun. It's only considered a chilul Shabbos when there's a tikkun. So the time that it took him, he was till then he was kosher still. He wasn't a chilul Shabbos yet. So the moment of tikkun is when the chilul Shabbos comes. And mainly he's only a mumer a second after that. So it comes up. But the Shabbos is bringing over here that those who say that one time doesn't give a person a mumer. So then there's no cash on the whole mishnah over there. Okay. That's the other answer over there. No, the batzim one time does make you a mummer, but it only took effect afterwards. So that's the two terutzim, and he's bringing both opinions over here. Professor means either that 10 people, he did it knowingly in front of 10 people, or he knows some people will become aware of it that he does it anyway. It's all disgusting that a person is doing this because he has some desire or something that he wants, so he doesn't control himself, he does the chilul. But Aval Hachis, Philip Sharvez, a village of Pefrahesia, Dinokak, a person who was he has no benefit from the very. He just wants to show that he doesn't believe in this stuff. And he's doing a very just lahakis, just to show, to make Hashem angry, literally, means to show he doesn't have to listen. So then he's a murmur. He's basically breaking the all of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You say X, I know that, but I want Y. Right? I'm going to do whatever I want. Don't tell me what to do. So he's opposed to a person's Latayov and says, really, you know, I know there's a mitzvah. I would like to give a mitzvah. I just can't control myself. I want this desire. I can't control, but I don't want to, you know, I want that desire so much. So I end up, because of that, being brought into, but Lahakiz is a whole different ballgame. Okay, Akum, Rasarma, then Yizeh, Shenamoyal, Shubit, Rishus, Eldaf, Kaskiris. So the guy with the Hilkos Erev, he's no longer considered like a Jew, the guy with this point.
Oh.
Mummer, go back to the Shulchan Aruch, the case of the Mummer Lechal Shabbos. The Yeshari Devarim. Yeshmin Rechakranim Shasarim, the Enoch Choshim Kimummer Ayere Chilu Shabbos Besid Rabbanon. Because the Shulchan Aruch said, even if he's only Mechal Shabbos Besid Rabbanon, he gets to the Mummer Lechal Tarku, the Mummer Lechal Shabbos is Chal Shabbos Rehesio. So the guy over here, that's for sure true. The guy other halachas is debatable.
But over here, it's, over where, it's for sure true.
Gabi Erevin. Gabi Erevin, Simon Beis, Bepiske Tshuva, Beis Meir, Besimon Zeh, Besever Ganyaka, Besugin. So he gives you a few more makamas over here in regards to the din of the person Michal Shabbos for Hesed by another Rabbanon, does he become possible for Shkita? Does he become possible for other things as well? I seem to recall that he does, but I will not want to rely on my memory. Yeah. So he brings up the two sheetahs, of course. Yeah, what else is new? Fine. Elabatzino. Bemisbayish lasa zeb ifnei olam gadol. Ba'af shervasa zeb zeb ifnei kama anoshim. Gam zelatzino yechosh. So, if he has some level of embarrassment left, even though he does it publicly, which is a level of disregard, but that disregard is not totally true, because if there were an Adam Gadol there, he would be embarrassed to do it. So then he's not called Befer Hesed. Dalet. Yisrael Shehemer. So the Jew has been Hamer Das. Right now he's living like a Goy. They made an Erev beforehand, including this person, and now he Geshmatzuch. So, and he still owns the property there. He has no other way out than through this chotzer. So, who oyster the chol shabbos shechal la'achar shehemer. So, his contribution to the eruv is no longer helps him for this purpose. So, from this point onwards, he would be oyster. Alam yesh lo pesach achar l'shkunas eren yehudi. If he has another door which takes him out to a non-Jewish neighborhood, Philu Pesach Katan, Shalohaya Raga by Mitchila, even though that's a small route which he wouldn't normally use. So he said, listen, he has the door opening up into the Jewish chatzar. He's going to ask her, and it's not so pretty to get him to agree we need skiris rishus, right? So, but if I find a way, saying he has another egress point to a different chatzar where there's goyim, so it doesn't affect any Jews. So he's going out that way. It's a small door, he doesn't normally use. Okay, so Zayin Shevel Chol Hashana. Shalom Rebbe Lerminin. Shekimah Shehotim. The point was that even though you made an error beforehand, the error was put in place for the whole year. So let's argue that b'di'evit, it's okay, you know. Kim Shehotra. We're keeping the Hotu the Aiz of Shabbos, Shechol Kodim, Shehemer Dosso, Hotu the Chol Hashana. We don't say that. Kol Shabbos is Shabbos, also be from the Atzmi. Each Shabbos is a new status. Kim Shemer, both the Chelka Be'erib, once he's Meimer Das, his portion of the Erib is no longer valid. But Yisrael Lein, the Shabbos is Acheris, Achi Yiskrim Emeno. They have to rent from him. They cannot rely on the fact that he contributed to the Erib. So he said, B'chol Shabbos. What's going on? Okay. Beginning Shabbos, he hadn't been Mamer yet. So he's in. Then he said, if he has a different door out to Pesach Shudas and Yehudi, even to Pesach Katan, we send them over there. So what about when he's Meimer, he only one exit into the chatzar where the Jews are. Now after he built a different door, so he built it on the weekdays when Shabbos came, so there was taking effect. His chelik is irrelevant. He's not part of the chutzpah anymore. He has a different door. He has a door out to the where the goyim are. But if he built it, he made the opening on Shabbos, which he's hamered out, so he doesn't care about Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't effective, so he can't turn around another Shabbos and make it effective. So, well, you know, the Erev was really should have worked, and now that he's no longer connected over here, the Erev will work. We don't say that. We say that at the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't working. So for the Shabbos, this Erev was not effective. It was vocal. Fine. Pesach Katan, you had it has to be at least an opening of 4x4. We spoke about the smallest size which you could connect two different sides together, is which means it's a valid halachic access point is 4x4 tefachim. So you send them to where the goyim are. So let's say you have a situation where you have two chateris, and there's one house which opens into both, and the person who lives in that house, one of the chateris was married, one wasn't married. The person who lives in that house which opened to both wasn't married either. See, if he joins the chateris which is married, he asks in that. He shows the chutzpah shenim ha'arav, nothing happens. So we say, covenant hamid aslam, like, you're not going to gain either way, you're not going to be caring. So you might as well join the chutzpah, which is shenim ha'arav, and say you're not part of this chutzpah, and these people can carry. Right? So all you're doing, if you join over here, is just hamid aslam. So if that's true over there, the same thing over here. He doesn't believe in the whole thing anyway, so let him just join them. Plus, he's nichalei to join them. He'd be much happier being with the goyim than being with the yidden, especially in the yidden in those days. They weren't very tolerant of people who geshmatzah. So, you know, join your group. Okay.
Why is there a question about kafiyah b'mula? There's a note there.
What?
Raises a question about the Maisa Dirshu on the Kofin Oso Amidas Sedom. There's a question about what he really, it really is such a deen as kafiyah by b'mula. I guess it comes from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, maybe the Kasha there.
Okay.
Why would that be a question?
Okay, so the long as the kfiyah is Kavanah Shashir Marot Sandy. So Vishlama Yisrael, the Rambam says the Batsam is Rotsan do the right thing. So the kfiyah is sort of, once he says Rotsani, we sort of believe him. Right? But by the Mummer, what he's saying it because he doesn't want to be beaten up, right? So the kfiyah is not indicating his real rotzen. His real rotzen now is, I mean, he became a mummer. Say so we don't have the Rambam says that Rambam that says when we're kaifa at Yom Rotzen, we say it wasn't just because of the punishment, but he really wants it. The Rambam says Misha Huchsik, he's to do the right thing, etc. So the Chazak allows us to say that over here the Yitzhar chopped him, so he beat the Yitzhar out of him, right? But over here, a person that he's not Muslim to do the right thing anymore. That would be the question. The answer is this in a couple of minutes. Starting pashtus is it's not the same din over there. Over there, we're talking about where you. It's a dini moment. It's like a concept. We're finding which chatzur do you belong to. It's more dini moment. It's that dini moment is bezon has a kayach of kfiyah hefker bezon hefker. I mean they have powers to do without the guy being agreeable. The whole thing is that he's a lochaser, right? So he wants to be tamei of the moment. So he says, come to me to storm. He can't collect the money because he doesn't lose anything anyway. Says, no, I want, but I'm not masking. And you know what? I was Michal Shabbos, just to make sure I can collect the money. He still can't collect the money. You know? Midas Storm says that this is not something which is collectible. End the conversation, because I'm not going to allow you to collect, whether you agree to it or not. You don't need a Reutzani by coming to Midas Storm. So it's a little bit of a funny.
To touch on the issue of whether
it still
has a similarity.
Yeah, but that's the Rama clearly says he's muksa to do the right thing. I mean, you see, he's acting in general like you. Right? That's the Rama's lesson in Gerushin.
And with
the Kusim,
we said in the
Freya,
they were never caring?
No, the Kusim, from this point on, where they got it in like a goy. You know, is that the rice or the Rabbanon? The Sepashtas is the Rabbanon, but because Mimaisa, Miraisa, the Gary Amis. There's a fascinating marshal, which don't ask me how it works. Marshal says that we can actually confer a status, confer a status of a goy on them, the rice. They basically walk into a lot of Yiddishkeit, and that's it. So even though, you know, we say Jew wants a Jew, always a Jew, etc. Well, there is an exception. The marshal, it's Marshal Nevomis, and Daf Yudzai, Tezayin Yudzayin. Talks about this more talks about a certain country which they basically have no longer kept mitzvahs, so they're maybe doing like a goy. Michelle said this is in the rice. Chacham have the power to actually confer a status of a goy on them. Made a rice.
You know, it was a shiva with the Ethiopians when they came to